The Best Worst Idea Podcast. It's time for another story. Around 1988, I was driving around with my cousin and some friends on a warm Friday night in the summer. It was back during a time when simply driving around and being seen was still very much a thing. Gas was about 79 cents a gallon, and the cost of a good time was as low as it probably would ever be. My cousin was driving a Chevy pickup, and I was in the bed of the truck with a couple of other guys feeling the warm air on our faces. We had decided as a group that we should go and grab something to eat. Something fast and cheap. We didn't know where, but all of us were starving. It wasn't uncommon for another car to pull up next to you at the light and encourage a little street race. Part of this invitation involved revving the engine to show your competition the level of horsepower you were dealing with. Sometimes it involved smoking your tires. Other times it was just a look and a nod, and the race was set. Even when you shook your head and refused the call, the other car would wait for the green light, then chirp the tires and speed down the road as if their entire life depended on it. In this case, my cousin had pulled up to the light next to a couple of high school-age girls in a convertible Mustang. I don't think there was any question who would win. My cousin's pickup truck was not street lethal in any way, shape, or form. The two girls looked over at us and tried to taunt us into a race. We catcalled back, excited that hot girls were giving us any attention at all. Then, just before the light turned green, the driver of the Mustang made a V with her middle and index finger and placed it up to her mouth, then stuck her tongue out in a crude oral sex gesture. The light turned green, and in a snap decision, the race was on. The Mustang was off like a shot. My cousin stepped on the gas and quickly caught up to the girls. As I bounced around the back of the truck bed, I held on tight for every bump, dip, and pothole. Faster and faster and faster we went. Directly up ahead, a light had turned amber. A light we would easily have made at our current speed before it snapped to red. Well, for some reason, my cousin, who had raced through countless amber lights in his life, slowed down to a stop. The Mustang did not. Instead, it increased its speed and overtook us into the left lane. We had lost the race. Needlessly, in my mind, why the hell did he stop? We all gave my cousin an earful when something horrible happened. Up in the distance, we watched a human body fly over the hood of the Mustang in a tumbling flip. It was followed by the sound of screeching tires. The Mustang that had overtook us in our lane had struck a pedestrian. All of us knew in that instant that had my cousin not stopped, we would have struck the pedestrian. But instead, we sat idling at a red light, absorbing that fact. As we pulled up to the scene, the first thing we noticed was the body of the pedestrian. He was a middle-aged Latino man. His body was mangled. His physical body was facing downward while his face was looking upward. A policeman stood over him with a flashlight pointed down at him. He was shaking his head. The man was dead. Then we all heard the horrible sound. The driver of the Mustang was screaming hysterically. It was the first time in my life I had ever saw someone in hysterics. The police were trying to calm her down. The girl in the passenger seat was sitting there in stunned disbelief. Her friend had just killed a man, and she didn't have a clue on how to help her. And before you ask, it started to occur to us also that the police just sort of appeared out of nowhere. I looked around. Not only were there a dozen police officers nearby, there were countless customers from a local bar in tears being held back by friends. They wanted someone to pay for what had just happened. The police at this point waved us through as the line of cars behind us were backing up. What the hell should we do? My cousin followed the police directions and drove past the wreck. We stopped at the next intersection, realizing we needed to do something. We needed to say something. My cousin pulled a U-turn and we drove back towards the accident on the other side of the road. By now, the driver had been pulled from the car and was sitting on the curb. The police had managed to calm her down. Her friend was sitting beside her, holding her hand. Both of them had the look of uncertainty and terror on their face. As we stopped, a police officer walked over to us and nodded as if to say, "What? Can we help with anything, officer?" The officer looked at us and shifted his weight from one leg to the other. "Well, I don't know. Did you see anything?" My cousin took a moment before answering and then said plainly, "Not really. We just saw the body fly." In that moment, the driver of the Mustang looks over her shoulder at us and begins screaming hysterically again. All of the cops nearby just looked at us with contempt. They had just calmed this poor girl down and now we had set her off again. The officer just shook his head and waved us on. We drove away and ended up in an empty parking lot just staring at each other. The mere mention of food at this point made us queasy. We all agreed to skip it and head home. The night was ruined. There was no more having fun. There was no more cruising around the city. There was no more cheap and fast food. We all had this sickening feeling in the pit of our stomachs. The vision of the pedestrian's body flying into the air, ass over tea kettle, repeated endlessly like the Zapruder film. We were clear on how this had happened. We knew my cousin's decision to stop at the amber light had saved us from killing a man. "Why did you stop? Did you see something?" My cousin just shrugged. He didn't know why he stopped. He was just happy that he did. What we didn't know was how the police arrived so quickly after the accident. That didn't make sense at all. In the following days, the local paper ran a story in their metro section about a man being pursued by police on foot, who had ran into the street in an attempt to escape, but instead ended up being struck and killed by a passing car. There was no mention of the impromptu race. No charges were filed against the driver. Sometimes the universe gives you a chance to decide your fate. But you rarely know ahead of time exactly what is at stake. If you enjoyed this content, please do me a favor and like, comment, and share it. Or you can subscribe to this podcast by going to www.bestworstideapodcast.com.